Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night, Simen Nun, Hilchos Bracha, Simen Nun. We're up to Sivvav, Vashol Sumayim, someone drinking water, Shofech Ma'at, Kodim Shtiyoso, Mishum Chashash Mayim Haroim. If you look at the Gemara talks about various reasons why a person, like, you don't want to take the top newspaper on the pile, you don't want to take the top, come on, you're all liars. You go over to a newsstand, everybody takes the second, the third newspaper. No one wants to take the top one. It's full of germs. I don't know what it's full of. It's full of germs. So the Gemara has reasons why people would not want to drink from the top of a barrel or a cup of water. The Gemara has reasons. Some of them look funny to us. Some of them don't. It's also full of germs. The top, the Gemara says, different things. You don't want to drink from the bubbles. You pour yourself a beer, you don't want to drink from the thing on top. The head, you got to stick your finger in, the Gemara says. The Gemara, you think it's a trick they teach you in the bars. The Gemara says the trick. You stick your finger in, you get rid of the head. And anyway, so you pour off a little. That was another thing they did. They poured off from the top, and they drank the rest. Anyway, if you're going to do that, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yishboch Kodem Shiyascha Levorech. It's a bezoyim for the bracha. If you make a bracha over something, and then you pour out on the floor, and then you drink. It's almost as if it's disrespectful to the bracha. Like you made a bracha over something and you don't want to eat it. Let's say you have an apple and there's a piece of it that's rotten in the face. So you know you cut it away and you throw it away. So you don't make the bracha and then cut it away and throw it away. That's your first action after the bracha. So it's disrespectful to the bracha. So Yishboch, he should spill it out. Kodim Sheyascha Levorech. Below Acher HaBracha, not after the bracha. Mishum Bezoyim HaBracha. Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's a hefsek, not mamash a hefsek, but you're doing something between the bracha and the drinking. You're not supposed to do anything between the bracha and the drinking. Hey, you're pouring out, so that's something. Okay, Siv Zayin. Hatayim is a tavshil and tzorech melech. You're tasting the food. You're tasting it for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be for salt. Upolate, and he's spitting it out. He's not eating it or drinking it. Einut sorach levarech. This is very important. Eating and drinking is when it goes down the throat. You do not make a bracha over a sweet taste in your mouth. So this is the shiloh with the, what's it called? Those little things. They give you a fresh taste in your mouth. Fresh. What? Yeah. So the question is, does anything go down your throat? I think we once experimented. I forgot how. I think we decided not. Nothing goes down your throat. It evaporates before it goes down your throat. Chewing gum is a shaila in the poskim. To my knowledge, most poskim hold that you do make a bracha, that there's a juice that's created when you chew the gum and you're swallowing that sweet tasting juice. Maybe that's only sugar. I don't know about sugarless gum. I don't know. Sugarless gum means they have artificial sweetener there. So, okay. That's a chemical. I don't know if you make a bracha on a chemical that tastes sweet. I don't know. Maybe there's a difference between regular chewing gum and artificial sweetener chewing gum. But I'll upon him. Some posts can say you don't. I think with the same svara, that you're really just swallowing your saliva, and your saliva now tastes good because it has sugar in it, so to speak, or sweet. But you don't make a bracha on saliva. And it's just like we said with the coffee. You know, your coffee is sweet because it has sugar in it. But you know, I think that's what some hold. But others hold that you're swallowing something of food value. Okay, that's not the point we're making here is that you have to swallow. Chewing gum is already a shiloh what you're swallowing. But the point is you have to swallow. You do not make a bracha over a sweet tasting liquid even in your mouth if you spit it out. It tastes good. Taste buds are in your tongue. That's not what the bracha's on. The bracha's not on the tasting good of the taste buds. The bracha is on achila ushtiya, which is going down the Beis Ablia going down your throat, I guess we'll call it. Maybe it's Hanos Meyov, Hanos Grono, but it certainly has to go down. Something that stays in the mouth and evaporates or doesn't go down, you don't make a bracha. That's what he says. So if you taste something and then you spit it out, you do not make a bracha. Avalim Bolea, sometimes you taste something and you swallow it. Tastes good. Right? You're not sure. You tentatively taste it. Hey, it tastes good. You swallow it. You know, why should you spit it out? So then Yesofik im Tzorech Levorech, Kivan Shu Bolea, he is swallowing it, so he's eating it. That's a Maisa Achila. Owen Tzorech Levorech, maybe he doesn't have to make a bracha. Kivan Shen Kavanosal Achila. That's the Shaila. You don't mean to eat. You're not intending to eat. You're not intending to fill up your belly. You're not intending for its nutritional value. You're just not spitting it out. That's all. You're eating it in order to see what it tastes like. You know, and like, so once you put it in your mouth, you swallow it. I mean, it's a normal thing to do. But you don't have kavonas achila ushtiya. So therefore, he says it's a suffix. So you shouldn't do it. V'lachin yizor she'achaving lehonos mimenu. A simple solution is that you should intend to enjoy it. Don't just swallow it because you don't want to be over baltashkas by spitting it out on the ground. But once you see it tastes good and now you're swallowing it, so swallow it l'shem achila. Say, oh, I guess I'll eat it. I don't know how much you have to consciously think, but it means intend to do an achila, and then you'll certainly make a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that everybody holds if you taste it and swallow it and it's a revius or a kazayas that you make a bracha. The whole shaila is in less than that shear. Now normally bracha rishona does not need a shear to make a bracha rishona on, even the smallest amount. So here this machlokas kicks in. If you're tasting it and you swallow it, so then this is a machlokas. But the Mishnah Brura speaks out, if it's more than a kazayas or more than a revius, then there's no way we can let that go by, and there's no way we're mesupik on that, even if your intention was ostensibly only to taste it, but it's a chashiva amount, and then you decided to swallow it, so that's called an achila, and you have to make a bracha.
So do you actually need to be yotze on both taste and swallow? What happens if you swallow something and don't taste it? People swallow stuff whole without, you know...
Medicine you're talking about? Because medicine is a whole new shiloh.
Well, cherry flavored cough medicine or something like that.
We're going to learn about that in the next sif. I made a bracha before, everybody. So, again, you're tasting something and you're spitting it out, no bracha. Bracha is only for swallowing. You're tasting something and swallowing it, it's a shiloh, machlokas. And therefore, an easy way out of this problem is to intend to eat it once you're swallowing it. You're swallowing it anyway, just have in mind you mean to eat it. If it's a significant amount, a revius of liquid, a few ounces, or a kazayas of food, then the Mishnah Brura says, everybody's moda, you make a bracha. And there's no machlokas about that. Then it's a significant amount, so it's called eating or drinking. And you make a bracha. Sif, what? Yeah, that's what we said. That was the first thing we said. If you taste, yeah. Except, well, we'll see in the next if about refuah. But it has to be called achila, which is a hanor giving process. Ha'ochel oshos of the refuah. Let's say you eat or drink something only as medicine. But it tastes good, or it has a taste, even. Even though his intention is only for medicine, but it has a pleasant taste, or a not unpleasant taste, even. You make a bracha, bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Even if you're not allowed to eat it, even shatora hitiru lo ata. I mean, if you're meaning we're talking about sakonos nefashos, where you're allowed to eat something that's asur, so you make a bracha. Tzarechul uvarecholav. If you're eating something asur and you're not allowed to eat it, that's a famous machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether you make a bracha. We paskin, you don't make a bracha. When you're allowed to eat it, then even though it's a chefzo de isura, you make a bracha. Like if you have to eat on Yom Kippur, or if because of sakonos nefashos, you have to eat non-kosher food. So you're drinking medicine. If it has a not unpleasant taste, you make a bracha. Vimu dover mar, shenonena mimenu, if it has an unpleasant taste, a bitter taste, einam avarei cholos. Okay? That's why people, someone of course called me up 2-3 weeks ago. It was a pleasant tasting medicine, and of course it had no heksha. And I told him, you can't take it. The same reasoning applies. If it's pleasant tasting, by liquids this is much more of a problem, because they put in stuff to make it taste good. So now once it tastes good, it's an ochel. Once it's an ochel, you don't have any heterin. So if there's no heksher, and it's very, very possible it's not kosher, especially like these gooey, like sweetie tasting things. So, you know. By a solid usually does not taste good. Sometimes it's in a capsule and the problem's the capsule. You could break open the capsule and eat the powder, which is horrible, horrible, horrible tasting. You never want to do that. I mean, most people don't. You can buy, they actually sell kosher casing, and you could at least put the whole thing in a kosher casing and then swallow the kosher casing. That's much better. But the evidence has no taste. The capsule has no taste. But the evidence, you can just eat it, really. You try, sometimes I recommend wrapping it in this very, very thin tissue paper.
Some pills are like chewable.
What? If they're chewable and they have a taste, you have a real problem. Anyway, you make a bracha if you're allowed to eat it, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. And if it's bitter, shein anenu mimenu, you don't make a bracha. Hashosa beitz achaya, someone who drinks a raw egg. The tzachtzeach kolod is what the Chazanim used to drink. Avshen an enemy taimoy, he doesn't especially enjoy the taste of it, but he has anoa meya from the nutritional value. Nenuhum mizono, the mezen zayin, meaning it has nutritional value, and therefore mevarech cholov. Oh, so we just learned in the kitzur that if you have nutritional value only, you make a bracha on it. Nutritional value, you make a bracha, and if it tastes good, you make a bracha as long as you swallow it. And it's a ma'isa achila.
So if you buy vitamins with a hechsher on it, you just swallow it, that would have nutritional value, so you make a bracha on it, even though it doesn't taste?
You talk about it, it has no taste.
It has no taste, but it does have nutritional value.
I don't think that's called nutritional value. If it has no taste, the vitamin, it's like chemicals, right?
Vitamin A, vitamin B,
it's not called an ochel. We're talking about if it doesn't taste good, and you want it to be included in this halacha, I don't think so. Because it's not an ochel, it's like medicine. They pack into vitamin C, they put into this pill the vitamins. That's not an ochel. What would make it an ochel is if it tasted good, like the kids' chewable vitamin C's. But an adult, unless it tastes good. So, if it doesn't taste good, I don't think that's not called nutritional value. It's not a food with nutritional value. It's not a food. They made up a pill and they just poured into it. Right?
Yeah, and you're just swallowing it. You're not even chewing it.
If someone was on like a feeding tube.
What?
If someone was like on a feeding tube.
Oh, now we get it. It's another shiloh. There's no. I know, it's just nutrition. It's not derech achila. It has to be derech achila also. Okay, stop.